When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. Today, I'm going to share with you what I believe to be the best online businesses to start in 2021. So if you're here right now because you're considering or interested in pursuing an online business, but you're not quite sure where to start, you're not quite sure what direction you should go and what are the best opportunities for you, then that's what this video is for. I want to give you clarity so that you can identify the best online business opportunity for you so that you can hit the ground running and build your business to provide the lifestyle and the freedom that you really want. Now, before I dive into this, I will mention that it's a little bit difficult to define what the best is because all of us have a different definition of what the best online business is for us. We all have a different criteria of what you want to get from your business, and that's really where you got to start. You got to get clarity on what you really want from your business. For some of you, maybe it's to make as much money as you can. And if that's the case, then I can share with you different opportunities that are going to make you a lot more money and provide a lot more freedom, perhaps, or financial abundance than other opportunities. But I also know for some of you, you're not just doing this to make money. Because at the end of the day, if you make your money, but you're still miserable, you're not happy, you're not really doing what you love, you're not making an impact and a contribution in the world, then what are you doing it all for? So for some of you, I know you want to make money, but at the same time, you want to make money doing something you love, doing something that you actually enjoy, something that brings fulfillment to your life. And if that's you, there's a different opportunity that I could share with you that might make you less money, but provide more of that fulfillment that what you're looking for. Some of you, you want to make an impact. You want to make a contribution to the world. You want to feel good about what you're putting out there, what you're selling. You want to make the world better through your business and the work that you're doing. And if that's you, there might be better opportunities that's the best one for you to pursue that can give you the impact, that can give you the fulfillment doing what you love, but also can provide the income and the freedom. So for all of us here, there's going to be a business that's right for you, you know, and you got to identify what that is. There's some businesses that require you perhaps to put your face out there, to be the face of the business, to be the brand as I am with Project Life Mastery. But I also recognize there's a lot of you that don't want to do that. You're more of a private person. You're more behind the scenes. And if that's you, there's a different path. There's a different business opportunity for you. So that's why it's difficult and impossible to say what's the best. I want to give you an accurate answer and an actionable answer so that you can get that clarity and move in the right direction to where you want to be. That's in alignment with your strengths and your weaknesses, but also your vision. Right? That's what kind of information I want to give you here today. Now, before I dive into this, I have a bold request of you. Please give this video a thumbs up here on YouTube. That helps the YouTube algorithm boost this video and reach more people. Subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more great quality content on how to build a business and change your life, as well as leave a comment below. And I also will mention that I put together a quiz that I'll link to below, or if you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz, that will complement this video. It takes about 60 seconds to complete, but based on your answers will point you in the best direction for you on which online business opportunity that you should pursue. And it takes into consideration of how much money you have, because some of you have more money, some of you not much money. That's gonna maybe change your options of what opportunity is best for you. As well as, you know, do you wanna really make an impact? Do you wanna have the freedom? There's some businesses that provide more freedom, others not as much. Some that might make it so you're trading your time for money a little bit more. All of those things are taken into consideration. So complete the quiz at projectlifemaster.com/quiz and it'll help point you in the right direction. Okay, so here is the opportunities that I think are the best ones to consider. First one would be e-commerce, and specifically starting to sell on Amazon. And the reason why I think this is one of the greatest opportunities, especially going into 2021 and even beyond that, is because e-commerce and online retail has been exploding due to everything that's been happening with the pandemic. More and more people are being forced to shop online. More and more retail stores, physical retail stores, malls and shopping outlets are closing down. This provides a huge opportunity for someone like yourself to put a product out there on a website like Amazon, leverage Amazon's fulfillment by Amazon. So they'll store the product for you. They'll ship the product for you. They'll handle the payment processing, the refunds, all the heavy lifting Amazon kind of takes off your shoulders and handles that for you. That's a huge opportunity because Amazon has been at the forefront of all the benefits and the growth out of everything that's been happening thus far with the pandemic. So selling on Amazon is a fantastic business opportunity, starting with Amazon because they're a marketplace. People go to Amazon to buy. Amazon's a search engine. People go there to search for products to buy. Amazon has their paid advertising platform. And again, they take care of a lot of the parts of running your business so that you can focus on just creating a great quality product that's unique and different, but also marketing that product and promoting it. And that's a huge trend and opportunity that's been happening for a few years now, but it's really accelerated so much more and so much faster due to everything that's been happening with the pandemic. So that's not slowing down. A rising tide raises all boats. Getting your boat on Amazon, getting your own piece of your own listing, your own real estate on Amazon's website will only benefit you long term. And then from there, that opens up other doors if you're building your brand to start selling on Shopify, to build your own website on Shopify. Now, Shopify is not a marketplace, so you don't get the search engine benefits and the advertising benefits and to attract customers that Amazon provides for you. But Shopify is powerful when you want to scale and you're building your brand outside of Amazon and you've got external traffic sources. So if you want to run Facebook ads or Google ads or influencer marketing or doing SEO or, you know, YouTube or social media, all of that will benefit you once you eventually build your brand and transition from Amazon to also building your Shopify. Huge opportunity there. That's a business model, though, that might not be for everybody because it does cost money to start. You have to invest in inventory, shipping your product overseas. If you're shipping it from somewhere like China, either by boat or plane, that's going to cost money. Packaging your product, even selling on Amazon has their seller fees. There's inventory and a couple $1,000s worth of expenses to really start that business. If you're starting with less than a couple $1,000s, like less than $1,000, you're going to be very limited in product opportunities that you can start with. And that's going to affect your profit margins and make it very difficult for you to really grow that sort of business. But nonetheless, if you have a couple $1,000s and you're willing to invest it and build this business, it's one of the greatest business opportunities I think that exists right now. It's also a business that you can be behind the scenes. You don't have to put yourself out there. Although if you want to be the face of your brand and product, that could be a great benefit. It's also an incredible business that you can sell. It's an asset that you're building that you can sell. And a lot of e-commerce entrepreneurs, they build their business to a point and they sell it for a 3 to sometimes 6 times multiple. So that's huge because there's a big demand of people that want to buy e-commerce businesses, that want to buy online businesses. I know a few brokers, that's all they do is they broker different opportunities for people that want to buy and sell e-commerce businesses. So there's a lot of opportunity there and a huge demand if you want to build it to 6 figures, 7 figures, and then sell it and get a 6 or 7 figure payout. Huge opportunity there that I think can be a great fit for a lot of people. The next opportunity I'd say is being an influencer or a content creator. The rise of influencers has been huge. I mean, this was not an opportunity, when I grew up going to school and trying to figure out what I want to do with my life, being an influencer was not an option, but today it is. And companies understand how powerful an influencer is. And that's why a lot of these big companies are now partnering with influencers and finding people who have a YouTube channel, a podcast, following on Instagram, any form of attention on TikTok. They're willing to pay these influencers to endorse their product, to sponsor their product, to share their product, because the influencer is someone that's creating content that's in direct relationship with the audience that these companies want to reach. The influencer is building the relationship, the goodwill. The followers like, know, and trust that influencer. And that gives a tremendous amount of influence that an influencer has in someone else's life. And so by building your YouTube channel or building a podcast or your Instagram or whatever it might be, that's a huge opportunity that's not slowing down. A lot of kids in high school are doing this and making six figures, seven figures. A lot of opportunity in that. And there's a lot of different options in how you monetize your audience. So you build an audience and either companies will pursue you to do brand, you know, different sponsorships or collaborations. So they'll pay you to create a video promoting their product. They'll pay you to make a post on your Instagram. I know a variety of influencers that command thousands to tens of thousands of dollars just for making a post on their Instagram or making a YouTube video. So companies are willing to pay that, right? Because they know what their return on investment they're going to get and how powerful that is for them growing their sales and growing their business, as well as all the different platforms, or not all of them, but a lot of them are getting better with their advertising platforms. So for example, here on YouTube, you probably watched an advertisement before watching this. Now, when I first started as a YouTuber about nine years ago, there was no advertising on YouTube. That's something that they've started off over the last few years. So now what I've noticed on my YouTube channel is that there's a lot of advertisers that want to advertise to you guys, to my audience, and they're bidding and competing on how much money they want to pay. So my YouTube channel now makes a significant income, a six-figure income every year, just from the advertisements that are being displayed on my channel. That's huge. So content creators are getting rewarded for the content that they're producing. If you have a podcast, there's a lot of companies that will pay to have an advertisement on your podcast. That opens up the door and is a huge game changer. And when you look at some of the top podcasts or the top YouTube shows out there, what kind of deals they've been getting, if you look at the Kardashians, if you look at Joe Rogan and a variety of others have been getting multi-million dollar deals of companies that want to pay to get in front of their audience or to be exclusive. Like Joe Rogan signed with Spotify for a number of years, and I think got like $100 million for that. So the bar is being set on what the value is of being an influencer. And it, you know, you can not only make money of collaboration, sponsorships, the advertisements on YouTube and things like that, but also it opens up the door for other things like affiliate marketing or creating your own online course, which are other things that I'll talk a little bit about as well. Now, when it comes to being an influencer, it's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to put themselves out there. Not everybody knows how to communicate in a way that you need to communicate to get people's attention. It's not easy to get people's attention. It's not easy to get people to like, know, and trust you. It's not easy to be entertaining and to have someone sit there and give you their time, especially when there's a lot of different options of things that they can watch or consume. So it is a business. You're trading your time for money. It's going to require you to always kind of stay on the cutting edge and to be relevant to get people's attention. You have to be creative with that. But a lot of people enjoy the creativity of that. And for me, I enjoy doing this because I get to help a lot of people and make an impact, but it also helps me grow and improve myself in my life too. And so for someone that's interested in those components of that and have the strengths that complement being an influencer, I think it could be one of the best opportunities to pursue. The third one is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is a process of promoting someone else's product and you earning a commission from that. Now, one of the best ways for companies to build their company and to get more sales is through creating an affiliate program. So some of the biggest companies that have an affiliate program, even Amazon has their own affiliate program called Amazon Associates, which give you the opportunity to promote almost any product out there through the affiliate program. You get an affiliate link. And when you share this link or you promote this link, when people click on it and they go to buy that product, you earn an affiliate commission from that. Affiliate marketing is one of my favorite ways of making money online because I'm always investing in myself, coming across great quality products, things that I use for myself to grow and improve myself, that it's pretty easy for me just to share that with my audience. It's pretty easy for me just to share that with you guys Number one, because I believe in it and I know you guys will benefit from it. But number two, if they have an affiliate program, then I can also make some money from that as well. So it's great because you're not going to create every product yourself. You might want to create your own product, your own course, but maybe that's not your thing. Maybe you're just really good at marketing. Maybe you're really good at getting people's attention and you can share great quality products. And what I like about affiliate marketing is I don't have to shoulder all the responsibility and the burden of creating a product, creating a course, creating an Amazon product, dealing with customers and, you know, the marketing of it, the funnels, the sales copy, conversion rates, refunds, all the components that are involved in creating a product. It's not easy. But as an affiliate marketer, I can instead partner with these companies, promote their product as if it's my own, and then just focus on the marketing component of it and make a great commission from that. So I love that. That's a win-win. It's a win for you because if you have an audience, your audience hopefully benefits from what you share with them. The products that you share with them can help them go further faster and helping them achieve their goals. It's a win for the company because they've now acquired customers they wouldn't normally have been able to acquire by you promoting their product to your audience. And it's a win for me too, because I get to share something that's awesome and get rewarded for that. So I like affiliate marketing for that reason. And affiliate marketing is always going to be an amazing opportunity because it is just one of the best ways for a company to grow their company and to sell their products, is just to incentivize affiliate marketers, to incentivize influencers to share and promote their product by rewarding them by offering them a commission for the promotions that they do. So I love affiliate marketing. There's many products that I promoted and shared, done incredibly well with. I make 7 figures a year just from doing affiliate marketing, courses and softwares and tools that I use that I'm just never gonna create, but I know can help you guys because they help me in my business. And I can share these things with you, and if you happen to sign up or purchase it through my link, I can make some money doing that. So affiliate marketing is awesome, powerful. You have to get good at creating content or advertising. That's the one skill you got to get good at. And it's pretty simple because, you know, like I said, you're kind of sharing half the responsibilities of building a business. You don't have to focus on everything. You're only focusing on half. So getting good at one platform, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's Facebook, Instagram, a blog, and doing SEO, getting really great at attracting people to your content and funneling them to an email list or through your affiliate links. That's a lot simpler, in my opinion, than creating your own product and doing all that sort of stuff. Great business model that doesn't really cost much money to start. You can start pretty much with nothing. So that's very appealing for a lot of people. But with affiliate marketing, you got to enjoy marketing and learning about how to generate traffic. Now, the fourth one is creating a course, educating people. Now I mentioned creating content, let's say on YouTube or being a content creator. The next level is creating your own online course. And that could be a video course, an audio course, could even be books if you want to pursue that on Amazon. Books are still a great opportunity that you can really benefit from the growth of Amazon and the platform of what they provide. Books are lower ticket products. They're great to sell if you want to create a book or you want to generate leads from a book, or maybe you don't have much money to start with and you want to make some passive income. And publishing books on Amazon is a great entry point, a great beginner-friendly model to make some passive income by leveraging Amazon that doesn't cost as much as creating a physical products business with all the inventory and whatnot. But online courses is also great too, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of information obviously out there on the internet, but a lot of the information is not that high quality, or it's very scattered and it's not complete, it's not sequential. So a lot of people, they don't want to learn just by watching a million random YouTube videos and trying to figure it out and piece it together. People want to learn in a way that's efficient, a way that can help them produce the result a lot faster. And time is such a valuable asset that a lot of people are willing to invest their money in a course that can save them time. I'm one of those people. I think it's always stupid for me to try to figure out learning something or mastering something by being really scattered. I'd much rather find the best and learn directly from that person and invest in a comprehensive, in-depth program that can guide me from A to Z and not confuse me and complicate or overwhelm me along the way. That's very actionable, that can progress me towards achieving my goal. That's what an online course is. It's a shortened learning curve. So there's a lot of people that's how they wanna learn. They don't wanna go to university. They wanna learn almost anything you can think of, and they're looking for an online course or an educational program that can help them achieve that. So I create some of my own courses. It's not easy to create a course. It is a more, I'd say, intermediate or more advanced business model, because creating a course is challenging to not only create the course and the product itself, but the membership website, the expenses involved with that, your sales pages, your copywriting, your email marketing, the integrations, the payment processing, the customer support. There's a lot of pieces involved in that on top of the marketing and getting traffic that you would have to do with something like affiliate marketing. That's why I like affiliate marketing, because I don't have to do all of this. I can just focus on attracting people and funneling them to a great quality course that might be even better than what I could personally create. But if you are someone that does like to teach, if you are someone that likes to help other people, and maybe you've built an audience already through YouTube and you've already proven and validated that people like to listen to you and they think that you're a good teacher, and there's an opportunity there for you to take it to that next level by providing a course for them, then that can be a great step to pursue. I think it's smarter though, before you do that, to be an influencer first, as well as maybe do affiliate marketing. And then once you got the basics down and you got consistent traffic and you know how to promote and sell something through an affiliate link, then take that next step in creating an online course. But I look at the online course industry as a great opportunity. Great opportunity for me. I'm pursuing all of these opportunities of what I've shared with you. But I'd say these are the four best ones that I'd consider pursuing in 2021 and even beyond that. I only see the opportunity getting better with these. I only see the internet growing, and these opportunities have accelerated in their growth because of the pandemic. So more and more people spending their time on the internet provides an even greater opportunity for you. So these are the ones that I like that I'd consider pursuing for you. These are all ones that I personally pursue and have been pursuing and will continue to pursue, just because I think the opportunities are so great. Hopefully this video has been helpful for you into helping you to get some clarity on what might be the better option for you. Now, the question is, can you make money with all of these? The answer is of course. You can make money with any of these opportunities, but really the one that you should pursue is the one that you believe in, the one that you're going to actually do and take action with. If you don't take action with it, you're not going to make money. I could tell you how great of an opportunity this is or that is, but if you don't believe it enough and you're not inspired enough to actually do it, then you're obviously not going to get any results from it. So you can make money from any of these. It's up to you now to take action with it and to pursue it and to master it. And if you do that, it can really change your life and provide so much for you. Now, if you want to check out the quiz, I'll link to that below, or go to www.projectlifemaster.com/quiz. It takes about 60 seconds. It will help give you more clarity, but I also share a lot of resources that can help you get started with each of these different opportunities. Some of the best resources that I've come across, a course that I've created or someone else's course or product that can help teach you the steps involved to start making money from this opportunity. So I'll link that below for you. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up. Leave a comment below. Let me know what opportunity that you're pursuing, or perhaps there's a better one. Perhaps there's one that I didn't mention that you really like that you want to pursue instead. Whatever that is, leave a comment below. Let me know. Subscribe here to Project Life Mastery for more, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. God bless you and take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.